Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to My Mom. I never listen.
Welcome to 24 Hours Nothing But Net live stream. We are pleased to be joined with my new friend, Dreanna Grunow. Dre, thank you. So great to be with you. Thank you so much. Now, I love our story about how we became friends because you are in the first class of students at Elevate at NC State. How'd your first semester go?
Oh, really good, actually. I actually done my first exam today.
Final exams for your first semester. I mean, you are part of the way through your college degree at Elevate. Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody how you describe Elevate to people.
It's for a program for kids who has Down syndrome or autism.
Right, and they go to college.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to you meeting my son, Frankie, because Frankie is a graduate of the Clemson LIFE program, and LIFE is an acronym which means learning is for everyone. And that's what NC State has done. They've created a program where you could be a college student. So tell me how your final exam went today. Did you ace it?
Yes.
What was the final exam on?
For communication.
Okay. Like, what were some of the questions that you remember from the final exam?
Each chapter. So today's like chapter 1 through chapter 13. So they do like different questions. Because each chapter is like a question for the test that I taken. So one of them is like a video. One of them is like a simple questions for multiple choices. So it's like that.
I love it. So I'm sure you did ace it. I know how smart you are. So I know you did a good job on it. I can tell you that I am so happy to see your smiling face. It makes me so, makes my heart sing knowing that you have a chance to go to college and have a full college experience like other students. When you think about your chance to go to NC State, how does that make you feel?
Feel happy.
Yeah, and tell me why you're so happy.
Because this is my dream to be NC State.
That's your dream. You grew up in the Raleigh area, correct? So you've been an NC State fan. Yeah. Dre, what are some of your dreams and goals?
My goals is to live in a dorm by myself, do like independent things around that place. So, yeah.
What are some of the independent things that you've been able to do in your first semester?
I actually did my first time of learning how to get in the bus with my group of OVA program students. When I was at work from my job, I actually went to the bus by myself and go to the Thai Student Union by myself with a bus.
That's amazing. Tell me what that experience was like. How did you feel?
I feel like amazing. I did by myself without anyone, just me there.
See, I know your mom and dad are smiling because I'm smiling, thinking about you getting on a bus by yourself. I know I've met your mom, so I know because I felt the same way when my son was at Clemson. How is he going to do all these things by himself? He's always had me. What does it feel like to be able to do some things without your mom and dad?
It's different because I have to like the time go to bed or when you have, like get you lunch, dinner, breakfast, like where is the place that I would go and hanging with friends, of course, what time I'd be at my place, what time. So those are my parents telling me what to do.
Yeah. So you have gained a lot of independence in just a short time. Is that correct?
Yes.
What is your favorite thing to do right now with your friends?
Hanging out, like going to a nail spa, going to a coffee shop, like walk around in Hillsboro at NC State, or different like Hillsboro next to like C21. Like, is it missing spots there? But like NC State, Hillsboro has a different restaurants, shops. I like to shopping. I like to grocery stores. Everything.
I'm so proud of you, Dre. I'm so proud to listen to you tell me how excited you are and how happy you are. You mentioned 321 Coffee, and I know that's a special place in your heart. Tell us what 321 Coffee is and what it means to you.
So 321 means the three copies of the 21st chromosome. That means the syndrome and autism work there. So I'm the part who has a Down syndrome, so I work there with them. They have like a five locations. So one of them is at the farmer's market, one of them is at Hillsboro, one of them is at Durham, but it's closed. So we don't have it anymore. But they have another one as I actually at NC State. So they have like in Centennial campus. I work there too sometimes.
Well, that's where I think I met you, was at Centennial Campus at 321 Coffee. That's the first time we met. And I've been to the Farmer's Market, 321 Coffee also, so I know where that one is. Yes. And tell me what working at 321 Coffee is like for you.
For me, I like to make lattes, or I like to, like, doing cashier, what I'm, like, talking to the customers, what they like on their lattes, like flavors, milk, everything. I like to talk to them about what they did this morning, the afternoon. I told them what they're doing that day. I sometimes do writing cups because the farmer's market is hard than other locations. Because the farmer's market does is writing cups, but at different location does not do that. So it's only the farmer's market does. Writing cups.
Well, now that you know how to ride the bus, you could probably work any place at 321 Coffee, right?
Yes. So my boss who does scheduling, she does different locations for me. Like one of them's out of the farmer's market. They need me if they need someone at Hillsboro, me, Citadel, me. The other ones at the company, like Reliance has, me. So,
you know what? I think Lindsay Regg, who is our friend, who is one of your bosses, I think she's going to be working for you one day. I think you're going to be the boss at 321 Coffee.
Yeah, probably.
I think you will be. So working, going to school is what all college students do. Right? They have a job, they study, they have a chance to do what college kids get to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've been able to experience a lot of fun things in your first year. What is some of the things that you've experienced in your first semester that you've really liked?
For classes, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
So for mine, it's like communication, because that communication connected business, because I'm the major of business. So I want to do that. Next semester, I'm taking business. So that's continue my major of business and taking that business into a major site.
That's amazing. Just that whole conversation just makes me smile. I'm so proud of you. I know you're making good grades. Now, let's talk about moving into the dorms in the fall, because you are going to be living in the dorms on campus starting in August when the next semester starts. What are you excited about?
I'm so excited of like living by myself, actually. But I need to find out who my roommate is, or I need to find out who's my three mates. Because my sister did the same thing, so I wanted to do the same thing.
Did your sister go to NC State?
No, UNC.
Oh, how do you do that at home? How do you do NC State and the Tar Heels?
So Someone gave us a flyer, and they gave us a House Divided flag. So they gave us one was at NC State, like the bottom of it, and then UNC is on top of it. So
I have a flag like that at my house that I'll show you when you come for 24 hours. But it has Clemson on one half and South Carolina on the other half because we have a house divided too.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
Yeah, it's really fun. What are you excited about living independently? What, you know, your mom and dad have helped you to this point, and now you're sort of spreading your wings, right? You're learning new things, you're meeting new people, and you're doing all of this without your mom and dad right next to you. That's got to be pretty exciting too. Not that that you don't want to hang out with them. Of course, you'd love to hang out with them because I've hung out with your mom. She's pretty cool. Right?
Yeah, she's pretty cool sometimes.
That's what all kids say about their moms. If you ask my three boys if they think I'm cool, they're not even going to give you a sometimes. They're going to be like, no way. But you'd hang out with me, right?
Yes, I will hang out with you too.
Yeah, I know you will. Like, all right, so what do you...
Yeah.
Your mom will hang out with me too, won't she?
Yes. Yes, she will be. Yes.
So what are you excited about living in the dorms, separate from your parents?
If I move in August, it would be like so sad that I'm leaving my parents. But at the same time, I'm happy to by myself living in dorm, and it's an amazing thing ever. And this is actually dream come true for me.
I know it is. And it's a dream come true for me too, to watch you have this experience, especially watching you have this experience with your mom and dad. Okay, so you got school, you got work, and then you have social life. And in college, social life is much different when you live on campus than when you live at home, isn't it?
Yes.
We're going to find out, aren't we?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to about social life?
Watching games like basketball, football, like every sport that I watch with my dad, I watch them. And I want to be in person to watch at NC State. Like basketball, I went to with my grandparents and I watched the women's. I went to a softball game with my parents. Because the reason is I went to the softball game is that my friend plays for ECU, so I watched her play. So, yeah.
So, are you going to tailgate at football games in the fall?
Probably. I promise I will go.
Can I tailgate with you?
Yes.
Okay, I definitely want to do that. Now, I heard that Dave Doran came to see you guys, the football coach at NC State. Did he come see you?
Yes.
What happened?
He gave us our t-shirts like this.
That one that he's wearing?
Yeah.
So cool.
And then he gave us a shoes too.
No way.
Yes.
That is awesome. So Dave Doran's a good friend of mine and he loves the Elevate program and his wife Sarah, she loves it too. Have you had a chance to meet Sarah?
Yes, actually, the first time I met her is at the farmer's market. I didn't know her then, but I saw her mom. But she told me that someone got in at Elevate, but it's me, and I told her that it's me. So
cool.
Yes, yeah, so I just met Sarah then.
So, you should be really proud of yourself. You have done a lot of wonderful things in a short time. How does it make you feel? Do you feel strong and powerful? Do you feel confident? I know you're happy.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
How else do you feel, Dre?
Passionate.
Yeah, you're passionate, all right. I'm passionate for you. And I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of all the students at Elevate. And I look forward to seeing you live in my driveway coming up on May 10 and 11. We're raising money for Special Olympics, and you're going to help us raise some money, right?
Yes.
I know you are. We're going to need your passion and your positive attitude to try to get people to give some money to Special Olympics.
Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us in NC State. I can tell you as a proud alum of the university that I am really proud of NC State doing the right thing by putting this program together so that you and your friends and your families can have the same experience that our family had at Clemson.
Oh, thank you. And Debbie, thank you for cheering up this Elevate program and talking about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Dre. I'll see you soon.
See ya.